We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Pass On Wisdom. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. I have just read from the New Living Translation Bible. Many successful people in life can be traced to a mother who brought her child up to be a success. A mother who prayed for and supported her child even when no one else would. But there are some mothers that will not only be thanked on earth when the greatest awards and rewards on earth are given to their children. They would be celebrated in the life to come when their sons and daughters receive the greatest rewards and awards of all time and eternity. Timothy was one of such people whose mother not only taught him about life and human wisdom, but also taught him the Holy Scriptures that gave him the wisdom to receive salvation. This is the greatest thing any person can give to their children. The child is the one who will ultimately make his decision whether to follow the Lord or not. But what a Christian parent must do is to teach their children the word of the Lord and be an example of the things they teach. They should also lead their children to consciously accept Christ when they are old enough to understand what that means. The word of God in their hearts will lead them on the path of wisdom that will make them saved, not because their parents instructed them so, but because they too can see the truth for themselves. Go into today remembering that the greatest thing you can do for someone is to facilitate his salvation from eternal death to eternal life. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life today, take out some time and repent before the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you and ask Him to come and be your Lord and Savior and the ruler of your life. He will forgive you. Your sins will be forgiven. You will be cleansed and you will become a child of God. After you've done this, take out some time and pray, repenting of your sins and asking Jesus to come and actively be the ruler of your life. Then you can visit our website at streamglobe.org and there click on the link that says Are You Saved? That link will lead you to a webpage where you will find resources that will help you grow. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Kindly share this devotional with your friends and contacts and let us touch and bless lives together. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 to chapter 4. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading plan comes up next. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 to chapter 4.
There is a time for everything. and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet, no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear Him. Whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account. And I saw something else under the sun. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. I said to myself, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. I also said to myself, as for human beings, God tests them so that they may see that they are like the animals. Surely the fate of human beings is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath. Humans have no advantage over animals. Everything is meaningless. All go to the same place. All come from dust, and to dust all return. Who knows if the human spirit rises upward and if the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for people than to enjoy their work, because that is their lot. For who can bring them to see what will happen after them?
Again, I looked and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they have no comforter. Power was on the side of their oppressors, and they have no comforter. And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is the one who has not yet been, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Fools fold their hands and ruin themselves. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Again, I saw something meaningless under the sun. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If they fall down, they can help each other up. But pity those who fall and have no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Better a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to heed a warning. The youth may have come from prison to the kingship, or he may have been born in poverty within his kingdom. I saw that all who lived and walked under the sun followed the youth, the king's successor. There was no end to all the people who were before them, but those who came later were not pleased with the successor. This, too, is meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.